We're looking at tech innovations on the horizon in Wisconsin. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Brookings Institution came out with a paper last month identifying Madison as a hotspot for tech. There's a proposal in Congress to put millions of dollars a year in research and development in metro areas where tech is taking off, especially here in the Midwest. So how has technology changed your life? How has it helped you overcome a problem or make a task easier? Do you work for a tech startup? How is it going? Are you getting the support you need to grow your firm in Wisconsin? Will you stay? We're at 800-642-1234. Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. It's a science and technology policy advisory board to the governor and legislature. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's great to be back.
Where does Wisconsin fit in with the emerging technology market that you see happening here in the Midwest?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think it's a great fit. Wisconsin is not a one-trick pony when it comes to technology. You know, a lot of people think of us as a state that is really deep in the life sciences, you know, therapeutics, diagnostics, imaging, all of that. But at the same time, we're a state that's great in software, in gaming, in advanced manufacturing, in robotics, what I would call sustainable technologies. I think we're really good across the board, which helps in this setting right now. And there's a lot of attention on the Midwest. You mentioned the Brookings Institution report, which took a deep dive into what's happening across the region and pretty much everywhere in the middle sections of the country. And Wisconsin came out well. I mean, Madison was listed number one in all of its cities as potential growth centers in the country.
Well, potential growth centers, I mean, you still have Silicon Valley and you have the San Francisco and you have a lot of that investment and angel investment pushing to your coasts. How do you gather that up and pluck it in the Midwest and say, you know what, company, startup, you should stay here?
Absolutely. That's a lot of where we try to do work. Yeah, it's true. 80% of the venture capital in the United States is clustered in either California, Massachusetts, or New York. And the other 20% is the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And so I think we do that by pointing out that we do have a diverse tech economy. We have a lot of attributes here around quality of life. We have a great workforce. And we have lower costs of business. And you know, there are parts of the valley, for example, now that are so crowded, so congested, the housing costs are high, transportation is really difficult, that we're seeing a lot of interest from investors and others there.
You see a draw on quality of life.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's a part of it, but also the quality of the research that happens here, the quality of the workforce, all of that adds up to make the Midwest in general, and I think Wisconsin and Madison and Milwaukee in particular, great places to be.
Tech likes to cluster with each other. They like to grow up around each other. Yeah. Do you see clusters happening in Wisconsin?
Oh, sure. And it's a fairly recent phenomenon. Like when we launched the Tech Council, you know, 18 years ago, something like that, there wasn't as much activity. I mean, you know, that's for sure. It was more clustered in some specific things like the life sciences. Today, we do see clusters not only geographically, Madison, Milwaukee, parts of the Fox Valley, parts of the Chippewa Valley, other places around the state where there's a lot more critical mass than there ever used to be. And we also see it in certain industries. I mentioned life sciences. Health IT is a really strong cluster in Wisconsin for a variety of reasons. We see it in gaming. We see it in water. So there are a variety of things in Wisconsin that really help draw people and ideas here.
We're talking with Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. You can join in. What new technology do you love using and can't live without? What new tech do you question in our world? How has technology changed your community, changed your life? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Here in the Midwest, Tom, infrastructure is always an issue. Do we have the speedy enough broadband in place? Do we have the workers in place to fill these jobs in rural areas? How is technology working to solve those problems in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and in Wisconsin, and that's a part of the, you know, what we work on as a tech council a lot is thinking about what's the infrastructure look like? Broadband in Wisconsin has gotten better. It's still not where it needs to be in every part of the state. There's no doubt about that. But it's so important to the economy as well as the way of life. Good Main Street businesses might remain Main Street businesses, except for the fact that they could actually be out on the internet and selling everywhere. And we've seen examples of that around Wisconsin. So I think that really holds a lot of promise for rural Wisconsin, as does telemedicine, which is oftentimes the best way to reach people. And some health systems in Wisconsin have gotten very good at that. It's also important to reach out to people in some other ways. Education is another great example. It is better, and Wisconsin is going to see more around 5G technologies in the coming years, and I think that's important as well.
So, what would that mean? What would that entail?
I think that's going to entail faster access to the internet, up and down, both downloads and uploads, and it's going to be, I think, really something that can help in all parts of Wisconsin as it rolls out. It'll probably start in urban areas first just because of density, but I think it can move into the rural areas fairly soon.
One of the fears of technology is automation, the robotics, the artificial intelligence, factory jobs turning into jobs by robots. And we've been looking at specifically at Foxconn with that and whether those will be humans doing those jobs. How is tech grappling with that, with automation?
Well, and as you well know, Wisconsin's a leading manufacturing state. You know, if you look at the workforce and the productivity and everything else, Wisconsin's one of the top three states, depending on how you count it. All manufacturers are today going to be more automated. I mean, it's as simple as it is. But automation and robotics are going to ultimately create as many jobs as they might take away. They're really a way of making sure that productivity remains in place and putting people into jobs that are at times more challenging, but at the same time are going to be more rewarding. So I'm actually optimistic about that because Wisconsin, because of its manufacturing base, because of its manufacturing legacy, is a state that's going to be able to embrace robotics and automation more than others. In fact, a lot of robotics began here. And if, in fact, it began in some places like in the auto industry with roots in the UW-Madison College of Engineering. So we've been a pioneer in that. I can see how people think in the short term it could cause some problems, but I think in the long term it's going to create a lot of jobs.
Well, let's go to Gary now in Ripon. Hi, Gary.
Yes. Investors and the tech companies in general made the whole San Francisco area unaffordable for normal people and actually made it a worse place to try to live. If I understand what Mr. Still is saying, he's saying now he wants those same people to come here and do the same thing to the Midwest. Madison is already not affordable for the average person. I just can't see that this is such a wonderful thing.
Gary, thank you for the call. Tom, how would you respond to that?
Investors invest close to home. They don't often reach out in other places. So the fact that it's probably not realistic to think that hordes of investors from the Silicon Valley are going to come here. Some will to take a look at things, but they're probably not going to uproot the entire operation. And it's not just investors who make things either livable or unlivable. It's the rest of the ecosystem as well. Wisconsin has a really strong base of investors at the angel and venture level. It's not what it is in other states, but it's getting better all the time. So that's one of the things, again, that we spend some time on. When we started our Tech Council Investors Network 2004, there were maybe a half dozen investor groups we could point to. Today, there are about 36. So there's a lot going on right here with investors who understand this state and this region who are doing great things.
As we wrap up here, what is the biggest challenge then as you look at Wisconsin as a whole as it tries to build up a tech sector?
I think the biggest challenge is almost always going to be workforce and people and, you know, just talent in general. I think most of the Western world, if not beyond, is encountering a demographic crunch. You know, not enough people of a certain age to fill all of the jobs.
And Wisconsin is aging itself.
Yes, absolutely. We are not immune from that at all. So I think over time, making sure that we attract and retain people from elsewhere, but also those who are tied to Wisconsin, those who may have grown up here, those who went to school here, those who want to come back. You know, it gets us back to the question of the coast. There are a lot of people from the Silicon Valley who maybe have Wisconsin or Midwest ties who would like to be here. We welcome them back. I think that there are a lot of opportunities in Wisconsin.
Tom, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Coming up, we look at the 47th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Our guest explains the far-reaching legal legacy of the decision and where the Supreme Court stands today on abortion. That's coming up right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.